My name is Jerry, and this is the Wild Eye Podcast. Is your photography good enough? Hi, everybody. Now, this particular topic is one that I have spoken to quite a few people about on safari, during creative coaching sessions, on workshops, private guided trips, in the office, while we do Lightroom. But recently, I had a conversation with a client, and I've also seen a lot of this online, so I thought it's worth digging into this just a little bit more, because not only does this way of thinking hold you back photographically, but it also takes the enjoyment out of it, and I think it's just it's a comparative thing which is not good for a creative endeavor, right? So this particular client has been traveling with me for a while, and we've worked a lot together, but this person's ready to, after about 13 to 15 years worth of photography, is ready to walk away from the camera for good, away from photography. And the reason? This person's never won an award or been published and feel that they're just not good enough, right? Now, this hit me pretty hard because I know this person's not alone, and there's a lot of people that feel like this. And across photography communities around the world, very talented people are questioning their worth based on external validation that they've never received. They're measuring their passion and creativity against, for example, contest results and publication credits, as if those are really the only metrics that matter. But let's just pause there for a second and ask the real question. Good enough for what? Good enough according to whom? Right? The idea of saying, is my photography good enough, or I'm not good enough? Good enough for what? According to who? Right? When did photography become a report card where judges and editors determine if your creative vision has value? When do we start believing that without a trophy or a magazine spread, 15, 20, 10, 5 years of developing your eye, honing your craft, and capturing your unique perspective somehow doesn't count? Unfortunately, I think this mindset is everywhere right now. Photographers scrolling through social media, comparing their everyday work to carefully curated highlight reels. Artists are abandoning the cameras because they haven't achieved someone else's definition of success, right? Creative spirits dimming because they're chasing approval instead of following their vision. Now, I've said this many times before, but photography isn't a competition. It was never meant to be, right? Competing at photography is like competing at yoga. Who wins what, right? It's about seeing something that speaks to you and capturing it in a way only you can and only you want to. It's for you. It's about documenting your world, I don't know, telling your stories, creating something that matters to you. So the question shouldn't be whether your photography is good enough. The question should be, are you shooting for yourself or are you shooting for strangers to approve of? It's a sad thing to me that something as pure as a creative endeavor, something as pure as photography, something as pure as taking your camera out into the mountains, onto a safari, into your garden, suddenly has to be validated by people you don't know, right? You're comparing yourself to the likes of, I don't know, the Paul Nicklins, the people who win awards who shoot for Nat Geo, even if you go on photographic safaris, to your guide, like, I don't know, myself, Johann Michael, right? I don't give a shit about what people think of my photography. I really, really don't, because it's for me. And for me, over the last, let's think, year and a half, maybe a year to a year and a half, I've been moving so far into the realm of shooting because I enjoy the experience rather than worrying about the outcome. And it has been exponentially beautiful. It has been amazing to do it just because I like it. And I've gone a lot, I've leaned a lot onto my iPhone and documenting like that, because I can whip it out in the middle of New York, at the Grand Canyon, in Finland, on Svalbard, while I'm on skis, with a leopard next to the car. It doesn't matter. I can get it out, document the moment because I want to, not because I give a fuck about what anybody's going to think about it, but because I want to. I want to make something pretty according to me, not according to anybody else, and then either post it onto my, I've got an iPhone feed where I just post images, or send it to my mom and dad back home, or just put my phone away and have a beautiful experience, right? We cannot create against a standard. To me, it's contraindicated. Is going on a safari, taking your camera, going into the mountains, going to photograph, right? If you head out there and you're, before you even start looking, before you even engage with your photographic voice, if at that moment you're already worrying about, is this going to be good enough? You fail. You fail. Not because your work isn't real, not because you don't enjoy the process, but because you've handed the value of your work over to someone you don't even fucking know. It gets me really upset that people have the ability to go out there, to create something amazing, to enjoy the experience of seeing through a camera, of looking at the micro and the macro and the landscapes and the animal behavior and shooting abstracts, whatever it is. But before that even happens, you're worried about, is it good enough? And then this journey you've walked for 10, 15, 20, sometimes 30 years on one person I can think of, now suddenly isn't good enough because some idiot on Instagram won an award at his local camera club in the arse end of Detroit somewhere, and you think, oh man, I've never won anything. Look, that guy has won. He's better than me. It makes no sense. And you are not seeing, I think, your photography for what it could be, what it should be, what it is. But we hand that validation away. You cannot compete at photography in the same way you cannot compete at yoga. Competitions. Why do people do it? Why do people do photo competitions? Right? It's because they want something to do with their photography. They want somewhere to put it, because a lot of us just end up having hard drives full of stuff and you never do anything with it. And you know what? Sit down for this one. This is important, right? It's okay. It's okay to have hard drives full of memories and not do anything with it. It's really okay. Would it be great if you printed a book for yourself? Yes. Not for some other guy, for yourself. Yes. Right? I know one client who used to, after every trip, print a scatter pillow with one of the images on there. I'm sure his couch must look like a zoo, but still, that's his thing. Right? But a lot of people use competitions just as a gateway to do something with their images. But again, and this is the 517th time I've said this, if you attach your value as a photographer, as a creative, as someone who should be enjoying the experience, to what some judge who you don't even know says about your images, you're going to lose. And you're missing the journey. You're missing this incredible opportunity of going for a walk in the mountains, going on a photo safari, going to photograph landscapes, because you are so fucking worried about what some other people are going to think of your work that you're missing the biggest part. Is you, your camera, in nature, with no one else, getting a great headspace, seeing the world around you differently, creating something beautiful, taking value from that, and going home. So is your photography good enough? Why do you care? Why do you care? If you can't answer that for yourself and you're looking for questions elsewhere, you know what? Then maybe pack it in. If you can't get over the fact that photography and creativity is a personal thing, if someone likes it, fan-fucking-tastic, that's great. But don't do it for other people. And if you ask the question, is it good enough? You are doing that. You are handing the power, the creativity, the enjoyment, the final result, everything. You're handing all of that over to people you don't even know. And if Jack wins his local camera club in the arse end of Detroit's photo competition, what has that got to do with you? It is not a comparison. If you understand what the desired outcome is of your photography, you won't lose. And again, from my point of view, I've gone back to experiencing. I want to enjoy the experience of photography, not necessarily the outcome. Like, there's some cool shots. Yeah, I've got some great shots, I think. Other people will look at it and think, do you though? Really, Jerry, do you? But that's the thing. It's you do it for yourself. I think it was Andy Warhol that said, your job is to make art and then to put it out there. And while other people are deciding whether they like it or not, you just go back and create more art. Their opinion is nothing to you. It should not be a metric for you to enjoy your craft, to question your photography. It really shouldn't. Do it for yourself. Enjoy the process. Create and stop caring what other people think about your photography. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. I'll chat to you next time. Bye for now.